能把心中的感谢赞美献给你。每次我们这样聚集在你的脚前，主啊，你就把你自己作为供应赏赐给我们。主啊，我们承认我们爱是因为神先爱了我们。主啊，但愿我们在你的面前享受过你自己爱情的甘甜，尝过你自己恩典滋味的人。主啊，我们也学习做一个爱你的人。主啊，不让我们仅仅接受爱，叫你成为我们的满足。主啊，我们更求你让我们的心，我们的人被扩大，能够长成，我们能够成为一个爱主的人，也叫主在我们身上找到满足，主在我们的身上得着喜悦，主在教会中得着完全的主权和你自己的安息。亲爱的主啊，我们谢谢你，从去年到今天，你带领我们，你吸引我们，一同来查考雅各书。主啊，我们为着这一卷书，我们献上感谢。我们本来不知道怎么走这一条爱的道路，主啊，但是你接着过去圣徒们在你面前的领受和学习，主啊，你把这条路指示给我们。主啊，但愿圣灵带我们进入真理的实际，但愿我们在你的面前，主啊，我们的心被你的爱充满，我们也把我们的爱献在你的脚前，我们把今天晚上的聚会恭敬托在你的手中。主啊，愿你成为众人心中最爱的那一位。主啊，愿你在我们的身上也享受教会众圣徒对你的爱情。谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
阿门。
好，弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主，今天带我们来到雅各书的第八章，我们能够呢，坚持到底，从第一章一直走到第八章，这是非常有福气的，因为雅各书不是一般讲真理启示亮光的书，雅各书是讲经历，讲道路，讲实行的一卷书。若是我们光是想要得着一点头脑的知识，那是比较容易的。但是若是我们要进入主爱的交通的里面，我们需要一个被主吸引并且跟随主的脚步，好叫我们的生命的度量跟得上主的话语的带领。所以我特别为着我们能够来到第八章，感谢主。对不起，我忘记了要翻译。
Okay.
苏军弟兄，请你。
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. We have now entered the chapter 8, of the book of Song of Songs. As I mentioned earlier, we are truly blessed that we can get through this first seven chapters, because this book is relatively hard, difficult to comprehend. But if you just want to have a little bit of a knowledge or some Bible commentaries, you know, you can go through this easily. But now we are experiencing this book with the Lord together.
我们今天先把第八章读一遍，好不好？
Let's read through this chapter from the beginning.
弟兄姊妹，你可以，请你把你的麦克风先关掉。免得我们有 time lag 或者有回音，好 我来读，请大家在家里同声的读，好不好？雅各书第八章第一节，巴不得你像我的兄弟，像吃我母亲奶的兄弟。我在外头遇见你，就与你亲嘴，谁也不轻看我，我必引导你，领你进我母亲的家，我可以领受教训，也就使你喝石榴汁酿的香酒。他的左手必在我头下，他的右手必将我抱住。耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我嘱咐你们，不要惊动，不要叫醒我所亲爱的，等他自己情愿。那靠着良人从旷野上来的是谁呢？我在苹果树下叫醒你，你母亲在那里为你劬劳，生养你的在那里为你劬劳。求你将我放在心上如印记，戴在你臂上如戳记，因为爱情如死之坚强，嫉恨如阴间之残忍。所发的电光是火焰的电光，是耶和华的烈焰。爱情重水不能熄灭，大水也不能淹没。若有人拿家中所有的财宝要换爱情，就全被藐视。我们有一小妹，她的两乳尚未长成，人来提亲的日子，我们当为她怎样办理？她若是墙，我们要在其上建造银塔；她若是门，我们要用香柏木板维护它。我是墙，我两乳像其上的楼，那时我在他眼中像得平安的人。所罗门在巴利哈门有一葡萄园，他将这葡萄园交给看守的人，为其中的果子必交1000色克勒银子。我自己的葡萄园在我面前。所罗门啊，1000色克勒归你，200色克勒归看守果子的人。你这住在园中的同伴都要听你的声音，求你使我也得听见。我的良人啊，求你快来，如羚羊或小鹿在香草山上。我们从雅各书第五章看见这个追求主的基督徒，用一个女子来代表的基督徒，她进入了主的工厂，主的葡萄园。
As we see from chapter 5, this virgin girl who really represents our Christians who follow our Lord has entered into the vineyard of our Lord.
在侍奉中，这一个追求主的人，他的长进，他的度量，就比以往要更快，而且也更宽广。
As we enter into vineyard, our own progress, our own following the Lord, is growing faster.
看见他在他的属灵的肢体，就是各个官能上面，都有了成熟的一个功用。
Every functioning of our members of the body now have a function, now has a use.
身量也长成了一个高大长大成人的身量。
Our statue has fully grown into a mature position or spot.
并且他为着神的家，他甚至呢主动的邀请主来在这个工作中与他一同享受他对主的爱情。
Even to a point for our Lord to enjoy, this person is inviting Lord voluntarily to enjoy the work that's with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们看见一个追求主在生命上要长进向主的人。
this is representing a person who is working to become more like the Lord.
那条路呢，绝对不是单独的，像修道士那样的，或者是奥秘神秘主义奥秘派那样的个人的修行，不是的。
This path to become more like the Lord is not exclusive, just to, you know, the priest or to the mystique, the people who follow the mystique.
我们知道，在教会的历史中有一段时期啊，好像真理的光暗淡的时候。
There was a period of time in church history where it seems like the light of the truth is really dim.
跟随主教会的道路被仇敌完全湮灭的时候，被蒙蔽的时候。
The way to follow or the path to follow the Lord has been completely covered up by the enemy.
但是还是有很多属主的儿女爱慕，要追求主。爱慕要认识主。
Even despite the difficulties, there's still this group of brothers and sisters who truly love the Lord, who's willing to follow the Lord.
但是他们却没有一个属灵的自由，可以和神的儿女们照着真理的光来过教会的生活。
But somehow they did not have the spiritual freedom that can live like other brothers and sisters who live with the Lord in the Spirit.
以至于有很长一段的时期呢，神的儿女们就以那一个时期爱慕主、追求主的人，他们的学习和讲论作为道路，很多时候就进入了所谓的奥秘的经历，啊，或者是个别的经历的里面。
Because there was no so-called group experience with living the Lord, this group of brothers and sisters who was living the dark ages.Were using their own experiences as the way to follow the Lord and so-called entering through the eras of mystique.
我们读他们的传记，看他们的经历，我自己个人，我是非常的佩服，但是我就觉得好像我找不到，我也没有那么种的意志哈，能够走上他们那样的追求。
As I was reading their biography and books about this group, I admire them, but somehow I don't think I have that strong of a will to walk on this path to get into the mystique.
但是感谢主，我们今天活在主快要回来的日子。
But praise the Lord, as we're living the age where the Lord is coming back soon.
在教会中恢复的工作几乎已经达到了完全。
We have recovered or reformed the work of the Lord almost incomplete.
感谢主哈，初俊弟兄，这个恢复的工作翻成了 the recovery work of God.
The recovery work of God.
我们知道神在整个时间中做的工作一直都是做恢复的工作。
We know this entire time our Lord has beenReally working the recovery work.
我们在这个时代呢，不仅得救的道路是清楚的。
Not only in this age is our road, our way to salvation is clear.
不仅成圣的真理，十字架的亮光是清楚明亮的。
Not only the truth to victory, the road to the cross is clear.
并且我们每一个人被成全。那个基督身体神永远的旨意的真理呢，更是在我们中间今天在这个时代主赐给我们的是何等的宝贵。
But also, our own completeness, the Lord's body, the Lord's work in this day of ages has been really clear and blessed to us.
所以我为此呢实在感谢主，现在我们在读雅各书哈，就不觉得那么难，那么深，啊，那么达不到的光景。
Praise the Lord, as we are in this age, as we are reading this book of Song of Songs again, we notice that to achieve this close relationship with the Lord is not as difficult as it seems.
我们在最平常的教会生活里，若是遵行真理，跟随圣灵，我们用单纯和诚实的心活在主面前。
Even in our regular mundane church life, daily church life, as we are following our Lord with a pure heart, with a very simple mind, and with our soul.
雅各书里面的经历啊，就对我们打开来了，我们也进入了。
The experience that we're seeing in the book of Song of Songs that have been revealed to us, and we can enter into this circumstance.
并不是我们比别人更好。
It's not like we're better than others.
乃是呢，我们活在一个更靠近主回来的时代。
It's really because we are living in an age where the Lord is coming back soon.
主在这个时代呢，是要使他的教会像心腹装饰整齐。
We, at this day of age, our Lord wants our church to be dressed up as a new bride.
而且不是个人的，而是许多的弟兄姊妹们一同的被成全。
Not just for one individual brother or sister, but it's really for this group of us who want to be complete in front of our Lord.
所以我们看见从第五章的雅各书到第七章啊，这一个追求主的女子愿意跟随主，她愿意为着主的缘故被别人误会来遵行真理。
As we see from chapter 5 to chapter 7 of this book, this virgin girl who follows our Lord deeply and closely for the purpose of getting our, for the sake of our Lord, is willing to get misunderstood by others.
能够为着神牺牲他的爱子要得着的教会，他来做一个仆人，做一个侍奉神的人。
She's willing to serve as the servant of the Lord just because she wants the Son of God to receive the complete church.
弟兄姊妹们，她愿意在教会的侍奉中把果子，把她的爱情献给主。
And she's willing to offer up her love and the fruit during her service.
换句话说，她在地上的工作，他的侍奉，他的生活所得着的价值和结果，他都归给主自己，让主来得着满足，得着享受。
In other words, she's willing to give up everything in her life. She's willing to give the result and give completeness of her life to the Lord so that the Lord can enjoy it.
这样他就，我们看见他就来到了第八章。
Now we're seeing that she has entered into chapter 8.
当我读第八章的时候，
When I was reading chapter 8,
我写了一个小小的这个感想，就是在这一个追求主的人身上，他在教会的聚会和生活，满了主的同在，满了主的供应。
As I was reading this chapter, I had this, I've written down this epiphany that I had. It's really for this virgin girl to have the church gathering, it's just full of God's presence and God's grace.
像刚才我们有弟兄祷告的，主不仅让我一个人爱你，让所有弟兄姊妹都爱你，让我们聚会的生活就是一个爱的生活，让主得着喜悦和满足。
Just like a brother who just prayed, not only let me love you, Lord, but let all our brothers and sisters love you. Let our gathering become a place of love.
这样的生活呢，好像在第一世纪使徒们他们侍奉的末期都显出这个光景。
It seems like this type of love or this type of love situation has been fully revealed in us at the end of first century where the apostles still alive.
我们看见在使徒保罗离开世界以前，他写的书信就充满了这种的气息和口吻。
As we see letters written by Paul as he was about to, die and martyr, the letters are all full of love and full of the grace of the Lord.
我们看呢，彼得在他殉道以前，他写的彼得前后书也是这样的光景。
As Peter was about to be martyred, the first and second Peter, which written by him, is also full of God's love.
那么再看使徒约翰。他晚年写的约翰福音， 启示录还有约翰一二三书也都是这样的光景。
As we see, same for John the Apostle, you know, the book of John, the Gospel of John, the book of 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, and the Revelation, it, same idea.
这时候呢，这一个跟随主、追求主的人呢，他是把主带到他的弟兄姊妹中间，带到神的家中去。
The ones who serve the Lord for a long time is really bringing people to the home of the house of the Lord.
在第一节，第八章第一节，他说：“巴不得你像我的兄弟，像吃我母亲奶的兄弟。”
So the chapter verse one says, "Oh, that thou were as my brother who sucked the breast of my mother."
弟兄姊妹们，他把主巴不得的像他的兄弟一样。
Brothers and sisters, this person rather had our Lord Jesus Christ as his brother.
可见呢，他实在是与主之间有一个非常熟人、非常亲密、非常直接的关系。
As we can see, you know, brothers, we can see now this person and the Lord has a really close and really intimate relationship.
他们呢是非常的相似和相近。
They are very much alike and they're very much close to each other.
我们知道在希伯来书第二章里面讲到救恩的时候。
In the book of Hebrews chapter 2, when you talk about salvation.
我们的主做人，他就这样子来对每一个相信他的人。
Our Lord, as when he was on earth, he was like that to everybody.
希伯来书第二章呢，他说到，他说第十一节，他说因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄，也不以为耻。
The chapter 2 verse 11 of the book of Hebrews, for both he who sanctified and those who are sanctifiedare all from the one Father, for which reason he is not ashamed to call him brethren.
主为我们成全救恩，他就把他自己的生命赐给我们这些蒙救赎的人。
Therefore, in order to complete the salvation, so our Lord gave his own life to all of us.
我们因为与主有同一个生命，所以主称我们为弟兄，他也不以为耻。
Because we have the same life of our Lord Jesus Christ now he is not ashamed to call us brothers.
但是我们这些蒙救赎的人，我们称主耶稣做耶稣弟兄，我们会觉得这个人好像很骄傲，是不是？
But really for us, if you hear somebody call our Lord Jesus Christ, oh, brother Jesus, you think this person is probably, you know, pretty full of himself.
在这里他巴不得主耶稣就像他的弟兄一样。
But here, this person would rather have our Lord Jesus Christ as his brother.
像吃他母亲奶，同一位母亲喂养出来的兄弟一样。
He want our Lord Jesus Christ as close as the brother who was raised by the same mother.
我把它反过来思想。
From the other side, we think about it.
你知道我们生命长大是因为在和神心意的教会生活中得喂养，我们才长大的。
As we, if we want to grow spiritually, we are growing in a church where the Lord desires, so we can be fed in this church and we can grow.
请原谅我这样特别强调一点。
Please let me emphasize on this one point.
聚会的生活不一定叫人长大。
When you have a church life, that can, there is no guarantee you can grow.
为什么呢？
How come?
因为那个聚会生活是不是和神心意很有关系。
It really matters whether that church life you have is really pleasing the Lord.
今天在地上有很多奉主的名的所谓的聚会或者教会或者是宗派团体。
There are many denominations, many churches on this earth nowadays saying they worship the Lord.
如果我们在那里，有的人聚了40年会，他仍然是老原来那个样子。
You can have people who were in the same church for 40 years and they just stay the same.
因为那不过就是一个聚会, 不是一个属灵的母亲。
It's just a gathering, brothers and sisters. It's not the mother of a spirit.
弟兄姊妹, 什么是真正的属灵的母亲呢?
Brothers and sisters, what is this so-called the mother of the spirit?
Spiritual mother.
A spiritual mother.
弟兄姊妹们,在保罗的讲论里面, 我们知道在加拉太书第三章, 他说我们的母亲呢,就是天上的那个新耶路撒冷。
From Paul, written in Galatians chapter 3, it says, you know, our mother is really this a new Jerusalem that's in heaven.
一个合神心意的教会必须是具备的那天上新耶路撒冷性质的是合神心意它里面的供应乃是基督是借着圣灵和神的话语带来的。
The church of this, according to the Lord's will, it has to have the characteristics of the new Jerusalem. They have to have the word of the Lord and have the will of the Holy Spirit.
所以这个追求主的女子呢在这样的环境中长大她就越来越像主。 他碰见主的时候，就好像碰见跟他一同长大的弟兄一样。
So if you know you see this virgin girl who loves the Lord and follows the Lord, now grows in the Lord. Now when she really meets the Lord, she's like, "Oh, you're like my brother."
巴不得你就像我的一位弟兄。
She said, "Oh, thou were as my brother."
不是一位，你就是我的弟兄。我跟你一同长大。
You're my brother. I am. You're my brother. You're my the brother. I'm growing with you.
弟兄姊妹。 若是我们有爱慕主的心呢，我们爱神的家，和弟兄姊妹一同聚会生活。
Brothers and sisters, if we love the Lord, we have a home. We have a home that church we can call home. We're growing with our brothers and sisters in church.
我们必须很诚实的讲，我们要和众人一起来照着神的心意侍奉。我们会有很多的功课，很多的十字架的拆毁学习。
If we are in this church that we love, then we can call home. And if we're serving with our brothers and sisters in this church, you have to admit there's going to be a lot of lessons to learn. There's going to be a lot of destruction by the cross.
但是经过这些经历呢,
but after experiencing all of that, the gang is the Lord Himself.
或者这样讲呢，在这些经历里面陪我们一起长大、供应我们的。 是谁呢? 是我们的兄弟, 是我们的主自己。
In another words, as we're going through this lessons and this trouble, our Lord is with us the whole time. He is supplying us. He's growing with us. Oh, we're growing with Him, sorry.
对不起,我对弟兄姊妹稍微熟一点,我想我可以讲一点。我们中间若是有在教会学习负责任的弟兄,
Brothers and sisters, I feel I know you guys pretty well now. I wanted to talk to you, you know, personally as some of brothers and sisters who are responsible for our church.
因为经历被弟兄姊妹误会，被弟兄姊妹责怪。
Have you ever experienced the blame or by other brothers and sisters?
你我有没有在决定一件事情的时候，有人的意见非常强，叫我们呢？ 非常为难，很痛苦。
Have you ever experienced during one decision-making process, one brother or sister have such, it's just so strong-minded, it just make you making decisions very difficult?
虽然有这些不好受的经历,
although we have suffered and there's this tough experience that we have dealt with,
甚至有的时候,我们与主交通,实在得着甜美的供应, 也得着圣灵恩膏的指示和教导。
Although during our fellowship by Lord Jesus Christ, we did have received the sweetness that supplied to our Lord and the direction from the Holy Spirit.
但是在教会中呢，其他弟兄姊妹还不能接受，大家还误会，甚至呢顶撞。But
in our own church, in our own situation, other brothers and sisters cannot receive it. Oftentimes they will butt head against us.
所以呢，在聚会中。 我们有时候感觉呢，除了主以外，别的人好像都不了解我，不能，我没有办法交通，我觉得我好孤单哦。
In another words, sometimes you may feel that, oh, I am so lonely. Nobody besides the Lord understands me.
弟兄姊妹，这个时刻 就是得着我们属灵的母亲在天上的新耶路撒冷他的供应和培养的时刻。
Brothers, sisters, if you experience that moment is when the spiritual mother, the new Jerusalem that's in heaven, that's supplying and developing you.
他给我们的供应是什么呢？
What is the supply that's from heaven?
弟兄姊妹，那是母亲的胸怀，那是基督的爱，基督的信心和爱心供应给我们。
The supply is really the bosom of the mother, is really our Lord Jesus Christ, his own faith, his own trust to us.
这个女子，这个追求主的人呢，她从教会的生活，她学习爱主，她与主之间呢，有一种不用说的一种的默契，一种的交通。
For this virgin girl, for this one who really loves the Lord, during the fellowship, there is.No open communication. There is, does not have to be any verbal communication. There is just really good silent fellowship there that she's having with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有享受过这种的膏油涂抹在身上？
Brothers, sisters, have you ever experienced that being anointed like that?
不需要说话，我就坐在主的面前，那个无言的交通啊。The fellowship without word is much.Far better than fellowship with word. 无言的交通啊，有时候远胜过说几句话。
Fellowship without words is often far better than fellowship with words.
这个时候好像主把他自己降卑到一个地步，站在我们人的地位上面来与我们一同交通，一同同行。
When you're doing that, our Lord has descended from heaven onto our level and is walking with us, communicating with us.
这个女子尝过了，她就说巴不得 that thou, 希望你能够像我的兄弟，像吃我母亲奶的兄弟。
This virgin girl had really experienced it. That's why she said, oh, that thou were is my brother. She won.Like my brother was.
我们得着同样的供应，其实我得着的供应就是从你那里来的。
As she's speaking to the Lord, you know, we have the same supply as the supply that I receive is really from you.
他底下再说，如果我在外头遇见你，我就要与你亲嘴了。
Next, she said, "Should I find thee without, I would kiss thee."
弟兄姊妹，我们记得这个女子被吸引，是因为在王的内室，王与她亲嘴。
As we remember, brothers and sisters, when the virgin girl was drawn to the Lord, is because is when she was kissed by the Lord in the inner room of the Lord.
有人讲呢，其雅各书一开头啊，主来。亲每一个爱主愿意追求主的人与他亲嘴，那个亲嘴啊，跟路加福音十五章那个父亲对这个浪子的亲嘴是不一样的。
Brothers and sisters, as people talked about this kiss that's given by the Lord to people whoever loves him, is totally different from the kiss that's mentioned in Luke chapter 15, where the father kissed the prodigal son.
天父呢，抱着这个我们这个在外面流浪的浪子回家，那个亲嘴是充满了怜悯，充满了接纳，当然也充满了爱，那是为父的爱。
The kiss that's in Luke chapter 15, where the heavenly father who's holding on to this prodigal son who was, you know, outside walking around, the kiss is full of mercy, full of reception, full of love.
但是呢。在雅各书第一章里面呢，这个王与这个童女亲嘴呢，是充满了喜悦，充满了爱情的。
Sorry, let me add a little bit more. The love is fatherly love. As I mentioned for prodigal son. But here in the book of Son of Song, chapter 1, the kiss that's given from the Lord to the virgin girl is full of joy and romantic love.
对对对，这个是一种两情相悦的爱，主爱。
The love here is the two, you can think of it as two-sided, where the Lord loves somebody who loves the Lord.
你看啊，到了第八章呢，这个童女哈，她对主就有一个回应的爱了。她在外面遇见的时候，她也不再害羞了，也不再躲藏了，她愿意去亲主的嘴。So
from Virgin, from the verse 1, chapter 8, the love here, the virgin girl is replied back with love. She's no longer shy. She's willing to kiss back, to show her love.
我们这个东方人啊，特别我们中国人啊，在情感上面都比较含蓄。
Chinese and us from the Far East are very shy when it comes to showing love and affection.
不像欧洲或中东啊，他们呢，比较热情一点，他们表示爱呢，有时候会用行动，会用言语。Unlike
Europeans who are very more open when they show love, they're more showing with actions and words.
我们感觉，所以呢，连我们跟从主啊，基督徒啊。 很少去华人的弟兄姊妹啊，比较少跟主说主啊，我愿意爱你，或者跟主说主啊，我爱你。So
as we hear from our Christians brothers from China or Chinese Christian brothers, we rarely hear us saying that, "Oh Lord, I love you. I love to follow you. I want to follow you."
这个女子现在她说我在外面遇见你，那表示说就是在一个公开的场合，众人都看得见的地方。
The word here without is really, you know, meeting the Lord in public as can seen by other people.
他一遇见了主，他就跑过去了，与主亲嘴。You
can imagine when the minute the virgin girl saw the Lord, she's running towards the Lord and she's kissing the Lord.
我以前有的时候在飞机场就看见西方人呢，这个飞机下来的时候，那个情侣相见呢。 他们好像周围没有人一样，跑过去就跳到人身上，哇，亲的抱着，他一点都不害羞，为什么？因为他们爱。As
I've seen at the airport before, you know, when the airplane landed and when the couples see each other, they just pretend there's nobody around. They jumped at each other, start kissing. They have no shame in a way, because they're in love.
弟兄姊妹们，这是非常自然的。Brothers,
this is very natural.
而且是非常清洁的。It's
very clean.
弟兄姊妹们，在婚姻的里面才有这样的爱。This
love only exists in marriage.
这一个追求主的女子，她已经达到这个地步。This
virgin girl has reached this step.
那关于在外面，我再多说一点。
I'm going to speak a little bit more about this without or being outside.
这个without这个字啊，在希伯来书十三章讲到，我们既然进入幔内，看见了他的荣美，我们就愿意跟随他出到营外。As
it was mentioned, the word without from the book of Hebrews chapter 13, it says, as we have seen the beauty inside the curtain, we're willing to follow him outside to leave and go out.
我们出到营外什么呢？ 忍受他受的羞辱，与他一同受苦。
Why are we going outside? We're going outside to endure the same shame or mockery. Hebrews 13.
希伯来书第十三章第啊。
我看一下第几节哈。Outside the camp.
第十三章第十一节到第十四节。
11. For the body of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy place by the high priest as offered for sin is burnt outside the camp. Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify people through his own blood, suffered outside the gate. So let us go out to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we do not have lasting city, but we are seeking the city who is to come. So we see here this person who loved the Lord does not live in tradition. This person does not live in this earthly manner. The place the Lord is in his heart or her heart is bigger than anything else.
他的侍奉呢, 单单的是为着教主喜悦。
Her own serving is solely to please our Lord.
所以他遇见主的时候, 他毫不保留的就在众人面前向主流露他的爱情。
So when she sees the Lord, without holding back, she's showing her love to the Lord in front of everybody.
用简单的话来讲,
in a simple word,
他为了遵行神的旨意, 他在众人面前显出他承认主。 他尊重主, 他敬爱主。
In order to obey the Lord's will, in front of everybody, she is recognizing the Lord as her Lord. She's respecting the Lord, and she's loving the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们, 所以呢, 即便别人反对他, 但是没有人轻看他。
Even as others who oppose this person, nobody is underestimating this person.
我们看见使徒们他们在他们侍奉的末期都遇见极大的抵挡、反对和艰难。As
we see the apostles at towards the end of their serving to the Lord, they have encountered great force against the person. They have faced great persecution.
但他们仍然公开的在弟兄姊妹在不信主反对的人面前承认主。
But they remain to recognize the Lord as their Lord. They remain to love the Lord in front of all the people who stand up against him or her.
我们知道保罗在提摩太后书的里面他讲到，他说呢， 全亚细亚的弟兄姊妹都离弃了我保罗。
In the Second Timothy, Paul has said the entire all the brothers. In the entire Asia has left me.
他也讲到他过去的那些同工因为贪爱现今的世界，就往别的地方去，不再持守保罗所持守的见证。He
also mentioned that all the co-laborers, because they love the world so much, they have gone to different places and they have given up, hold fast the truth.
但是保罗仍然
But Paul still sees the Lord as his joy.
我们再看呢, 他遇见了主, 他说, 我必引导你, 领你进我母亲的家, 我可以领受教训, 也就使你喝石榴汁, 酿的香酒。
As verse 2 says, I will lead thee, bring thee into my mother's house. Thou wouldst instruct me, I would cause thee to drink of spiced wine, of the juice of my pomegranate. This virgin girl cannot wait to bring our Lord back to the house of the Lord and to show up to all the brothers and sisters.
所以他说呢，他主动的，他说主啊，我带你去聚会，
She voluntarily invite and ask the Lord to come to my gathering.
弟兄姊妹，巴不得我们每一个爱主弟兄姊妹啊，聚会前都在主面前有这个心愿。
Brothers and sisters, I really hope all our brothers and sisters can have this will before we gather.
我知道有一些聚会哈， 他们在这个点上非常的认真的。
I know for some gatherings, they're very serious about this.
聚会前呢，凡是有心的弟兄姊妹，不光是有服事责任的弟兄姊妹，有心的弟兄姊妹，他们就安静聚在一起，他们祷告，他们把自己的爱情献给主。
Not only for the brothers or sisters who's responsible for the gathering, the ones who are willing to do so, they, before their service starts, they will sit and they will sit in silence, they will offer their love to the Lord.
为着主自己，为着所有的弟兄姊妹，他们愿主供应聚会。
For the purpose to please the Lord, if all the brothers and sisters, they are willing to supply for the gathering.
他们要把主带到他们自己母亲的家。
They are willing to bring the Lord to their mother's house.
把主的同在带回到神儿女们的聚会中。
They are willing to bring the presence of the Lord to the to the gatherings of our brothers and sisters.
第一件事是愿主在那个聚会中教导我们。
First thing is they are willing to have the Lord to teach them in the gathering.
他说你可以指教我。
It says,first thing is that would instruct me.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果在聚会中啊，让弟兄姊妹有这个认识，培养出这好的属灵的习惯和风气，聚会的空气会不一样。
Brothers and sisters, you know, if our church can recognize this point, if we can have a good habit before we gather, our entire service will be different.
主的喜悦，主的同在，主的供应。会满意在聚会的里面。
The supply of the Lord, the presence of the Lord, and the joy of the Lord will be filled in our service.
这个侍奉主的女子不是说主啊，让我来教导别人，而是说主啊，你来教导我。
This virgin girl here is not saying, "Oh Lord, let me teach others," but here, you know, please you instruct me.
她一直有一个受教的心。
She has this heart that won't be instructed.
盯着他在聚会中的声量，就把这个心带给所有的弟兄姊妹。
Because of her own stature, she's able to bring this willingness of being taught to other brothers and sisters.
这个是教主喜悦的。
This will please our Lord.
教主能够在我们中间得着自由，得着主权的。
This will allow our Lord to have freedom and have sovereignty over us.
然后他说呢，我就使你啊喝石榴汁酿的香酒。
Then she says, "I would cause thee to drink the spiced wine of the juice of my pomegranate."
弟兄姊妹，教会的生活哈、啊，带来供应，一个是主自己话语的教导。
Brothers and sisters, the thing that will supply our church, one is the word of the Lord.
另外一方面呢，就是我们共同饮于圣灵。
The next thing is we all drink from the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看见哥林多前书十二章保罗讲到教会的生活，他说我们同饮于一位圣灵。
In the first Corinthians chapter 12, when Paul talked about church life, Paul has written that we all drink from the same Holy Spirit.
启示录里面呢，到最后一章，我们看见圣灵和心腹都说，凡口渴的可以来。到哪里？到圣灵，到主面前来喝圣灵的水。
So in the book of Revelation, at the end, both the new bride and the Holy Spirit said, "The ones who are thirst can come here to drink the Holy Spirit."
但是这里他不是讲到圣灵，他说是石榴汁酿的酒。
Here, you know, they're not talking about the Holy Spirit, but here is the spiced wine coming from the pomegranate.
我们在第七章里面讲，他到那个园子里面看呢，看石榴放蕊开花了没有，结果了没有。
In chapter 7, we have seen the virgin girl go down to the garden to see whether the pomegranate has bear fruit or not, has have flowers coming out or not.
在这第八章呢，这石榴已经结成果，而不只是果子，而且酿成了酒了。
Chapter 8, we're seeing now the pomegranate not only have bear fruit, but now they have picked the pomegranate and make juice out of it.
弟兄姊妹，那乃是因着得着主的供应结出果子来， 而且有了圣灵中的喜乐显在每一个弟兄姊妹身上。
Here it really saying that from the bearing of the, from the supply of the Holy Spirit, now there's a fruit. Not only there's a fruit, now people can enjoy the fruit, from the Holy Spirit, from that was bear from the Holy Spirit.
这个喜乐也叫主得着享受。
This joy that we're experiencing is also pleasing our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们每次的聚会如果都是沉闷的。
Brothers, sisters, if all our gatherings are quite boring.
对 quite boring. 对或者说呢我们都不祷告诗歌呢也就唱一唱过个场就完了。
Nobody opened their mouth and pray. We just sing a bunch of hymns and that's it.
就只不过是一个形式一个节目而里面没有生命。
It became a formality, it became a show. There's no life within.
弟兄姊妹，不仅我们觉得得不着什么东西。
Not only we would realize we're not getting anything.
我们的主在我们里面，他也难过，他也得不着享受。
Our Lord on the inside of us will be very sad because our Lord is not receiving any joy out of it.
但是这个追求主，愿意侍奉主。服侍神的家的这个基督徒
the one who's willing to serve the house of the Lord
他在平时的生活中的服侍他个人的学习里
in her own serving her own learning from the Lord
不仅结出了像石榴一样充满了生命籽粒的果子
Not only she's able to bear the fruit like the pomegranate, who's full of seed.
它不是新鲜的果子，它现在是酿成的酒，是经过发酵的，有了变化的，显出了它的香气和甘醇来的。
Now this fruit is no longer just fresh fruit. Now this fruit went through fermentation. Now it has changed completely. Now it's full of fragrance.
这告诉我们说。他的每一个人都有每一个人天生的个性，有每一个人天生的脾气，但是主在我们身上做过工了。
This whole transformation from fresh fruit to wine is saying that we all have our natural temper or our natural characteristics, but now the Lord has worked on us.
我们原来的味道呢变了，现在变得另外一个是基督的香气出来了。
Our own fragrance has changed from our own whatever we smell like to the fragrance of the Lord.
这个就是在神的家中圣灵所做的工作。
This is in the house of the Lord, the work that's done by the Holy Spirit.
我们在耶利米书里面呢，神的话语讲到摩押。
In the book of Jeremiah, the word of the Lord talked about Moab.
在耶利米书呢 讲到摩押他说摩押好像呢这个没有倒过的酒他是酿了但是他的渣滓呢没有被除去。
我得说哪一个摩押是
摩
押。摩押 OK, 摩押。So in the book of Jeremiah, the Lord had talked about Moab. Talking about Moab is like this unfiltered wine.
他说这个酒呢，它的原色未变，香气也没有变。为什么呢？它还是带着它自己天然人的味道。
It's saying that for Moab's wine, the flavor didn't change, the fragrance didn't change. How come? It's because this wine is still full of their original Moab's fragrance.
但是今天呢，这一个跟随主的人呢，他不一样了。
But now here, this version girl is different.
他说呢，他可以把石榴酿的酒啊。让主这告诉我们说他是经过圣灵致死了他的肉体。
Here is saying that in order to become this spiced wine, the Holy Spirit has put the body to death.
以至于她能够让主得着享受。
So that she can bring joy to the Lord.
来到第三节哈。
In verse 3.
她说她的左手在我以下。
His left hand would be under my head.
他的右手必将我抱住。
And his right hand embraced me.
这句话呢，在第二章里面也出现过。
The same word appeared in chapter 2 as well.
在第二章里面呢，他来到主，带他到主的筵宴所，就是主的酒屋哈，我们也讲那是圣灵的经历。
When in chapter 2, the Lord has brought her to the banquet hall where that's the experience of the Holy Spirit.
他被圣灵所浇灌，所充满意啊，他就安息在主的爱中。
She was anointed, she was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she now had a peace with the Lord.
那么这里哈，是反过来了。
Here is the opposite.
主在聚会中享受了他儿女们的爱情，那么这些把爱情献给主的儿女就在主的爱中安息了。
So our Lord has enjoyed in his own serving, and the ones who offered up their love to our Lord Jesus are now received peace.
弟兄姊妹，但愿哈，我们每一个预备来聚会，盼望聚会满了主的同在的人啊，在聚会前我们都这样祷告，主啊，愿你在我们聚会中得着首位，得着喜悦，得着满足。
So brothers and sisters, I hope the ones who really want to come to service and the one who really want to come to gathering to meet the Lord have this prayer. Oh Lord, may you have your guards, may you have your love in the service.
当你满足了，我们就蒙福了。
When you are satisfied, we are blessed.
我们就在你的爱中有享受，我们就有安息。
We are receiving your blessings and your enjoyment and your satisfaction.
所以我们看见雅各书哈，一个追求向主、爱主的人。
We are seeing now in the book of Song of Songs, the ones who love the Lord.
最后的结果，不仅他个人蒙福，叫神的家，叫主的自己，都得着喜悦和满足。
Not only this person is blessed, but also for others, for the Lord and for other brothers and sisters in the same church, they will receive joy and satisfaction.
第四节哈，这句话我们看见在第二章出现过，在第三章出现过，现在第八章又出现。
In verse, the same verse 4 showed up in verse chapter 2 and chapter 3, also here in chapter 8.
主对耶路撒冷的众女子说，我嘱咐你们不要惊动，不要叫醒我所亲爱的，等他自己情愿。
This is said by the Lord, I charge you daughters of Jerusalem, why should you stir up, why awake my love?Please.
在跟随主的路上啊，当主满足了一个渴慕他、追求要得着主的人的时候，主就让那个人有一段安静、单单享受主的时刻。
When somebody has had a moment that made the Lord really satisfied and give the Lord joy, the Lord will have this person in peace and to enjoy the Lord.Individually.
这个享受哈，你会发现我们主的柔和。
This joy that you're seeing here, you can see the tenderness of our Lord.
His gentleness.
A gentleness.
弟兄姊妹，你知道一个基督徒被主的这个柔和摸过的人啊，会不一样的。你整个人生都不一样。
The ones who can.Who are touched by the gentleness of the Lord, the whole life is different.
那么很多这个周围的弟兄姊妹，这就是耶路撒冷的众女子，都希望这个人起来再做点什么，但这个人什么都不做了，他变得非常的 安静，非常的这个沉着。
You know, there's the other people around, like the daughters of Jerusalem. One, this person that wake up say, hey, you know, go do something else. We want you to do something else. But they notice that this person become very quiet, very peaceful.
这是一种信心生活和爱心生活里面达到的一个境界。
This is such a good level you can reach in your spiritual life and your love life.
所以主向他周围的这些做同伴追求主的同伴说，你们不要去吵醒他，不要去激动他，不要让他自己醒过来。
That's why it's being said, I charge you daughters of Jerusalem, why should you stir up, why awake my love?
让他自己醒过来，让直到他自己情愿。
Tell he please.
弟兄姊妹，因为主还有工作要做。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has more work to do.
主这个时候对于一个侍奉他的人呢，不是给他命令，不是给他要求，而是等他自己里面有这个负担，有这个感觉，等他情愿。
At this point, the Lord no longer orders the person to do something, or no longer gives ask to someone to do something, but rather to have this person to have the feeling so the person can voluntarily get up and do it.
在我个人的感觉呢，这是主对侍奉他的人的一个尊重，一个等待。
Brothers and sisters, to me, from my personal feeling, this is the Lord showing respect and to the person who's serving and giving them a little time to wait for the person.
因为主对于他在这个人身上的工作，主是充满了把握的。
Because the Lord has a full grasp on the work of the person that's being done.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常对于自己达到的光景没什么把握。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we cannot have a good self-estimation of where we are.
但是你要相信主，如果那个是主做的，是主给的，主一定安息，我们也应该安息，不需要去用人的方法推动，到了时候他会显出来的。
Brothers and sisters, but if this work has been done by the Lord, you should have peace in it. You don't have to use your own human methods or your earthly methods to push forward. And when time comes, the thing will reveal.
那么第五节哈，好像是旁白的圣灵又在问一句话。
In verse 5, it seems like it's being asked by the Holy Spirit again.
这一个现在达到了这个地步，又在爱中安息的人，他到底是谁呢？
It's really asking, you know, who is this person who has reached such a good spiritual level? Who is this person? And also in peace, who is this person?
在这一个问题的里面，好像是回顾这一个追求主的人所走过路程的各个阶段。
It's like during the question, is like the Holy Spirit is reminding or is recalling all the stages this person has reached.
他说呢，靠着良人从旷野上来的是谁呢？
The Holy Spirit is asking, who is this that comes up from the wilderness? Lean upon his beloved.
然后他说呢，我在苹果树下把你叫醒。
I woke thee under the
母亲那里。对不起。
I woke thee under the apple tree.
在那里呢，你的母亲带你往前，或者把你生下了。
There thy mother brought you forth, there she brought thee forth to that born thee.
在这里主提到一个达到在爱中安息的圣徒啊，他这个生命的起点和生命的路程。
Here the Holy Spirit is talking about the
The beginning of his life, as
the
well
beginning
as
of the journey,
the journey of his path. 他好像倒过来讲，他是从现在回去第一段呢，现在是安息了，然后
回头的第一段是旷野，旷野再往前呢，就是他的出生。
It's like the Holy Spirit is talking backwards. First was this virgin girl is in peace. Then the virgin girl was in wilderness. Then you go back again to where she was being born.
第五节哈，或者说，这个从第一节到第五节啊，我们可以看见
from verse 1 to verse 5,
整个爱的路程的三个阶段。
I can see this three stages of the entire path.
第一个阶段是他的出生。
First stage is being born.
他的母亲呢，把他生下来。
The mother has brought thee to for the birth. For,
在哪里呢？养育他在哪里呢？在那个苹果树的底下。
Where was she being born is under the apple tree.
这是第一章一直到第二章前半段。
That's from chapter 1 and second half of, first half of chapter 2.
弟兄姊妹，所以在教会生活中啊，产生出一个成熟的基督徒啊，必须要有教会好的属灵的服事。
Brothers and sisters, in order to develop a good Christian, we should have a good service.
我这个母亲呢，我在讲哈，在我个人的领会是指责那真正具备教会实际的那个教会的服事。
The mother here, in my understanding, is really the church that can truly supply the Lord.
当我们本着圣经呢，传讲耶稣基督，圣灵就在人的心里做见证，叫人呢。清楚地重生得救。
If we're testifying in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord is making testimonies in front of, in the heart of people, so people can be reborn.
那么在教会中呢，有好的服事，像帖撒罗尼迦前书啊，保罗讲到他们的服事，像母亲也像父亲。
When a church has good service to the Lord, like the Paul talked.About in the book of Thessalonians, it's like mother and like father.
使蒙恩得救的人不仅得着了罪的赦免，生命有了改变和起头。
The ones who are saved are not only saved from sin; their life has changed, and their life has a new beginning.
然后呢？他们被带到主的甘甜的里面来享受主的供应和滋润。
Now they have been brought into the Lord's sweetness and they're, they enjoy the Lord's sweetness and Lord's supply.
好像在苹果树的底下享受苹果树的遮阴遮蔽，也享受苹果树的果子。
It's like being under an apple tree. Not only you're enjoying the shade of the apple tree, but enjoying the fruit of the apple.
这个他都讲到教母亲的娶劳啊，所以教会服侍的弟兄姊妹呢，用祷告、用信心、用爱心服侍每一个人。
This talking about the labors of being a mother, like our church, all the brothers and sisters in this church were supplying our brother, other brothers and sisters through love, through faith, and through
To nourish everyone.
Nourish.
然后呢，然后我们看见呢，然后我们看见再往前走呢，主就带这一个在爱中上路的人呢，进入旷野的那一段的经历。
As this virgin girl is moving forward, the Lord has led her into the wilderness.
在旷野的经历，这一个基督徒就学习个人的。好好的去靠主。
In wilderness, she's learning how to trust her Lord individually.
所以达比弟兄用这个翻译啊，他说 leaning upon her own Lord.
Brother Darby here, the translation is saying is leaning upon
her beloved.
Leaning upon her beloved.
弟兄姊妹，他。 爱主，常常称主说亲爱的主，他就学会去靠在主身上，在生活的难处、需要各样的事情上面，他学习去靠主。
As she's calling the Lord, her beloved, she's learning how to trust, the Lord on every little thing, day by day.
所以这里有我们看见很清楚的三个阶段。
We're seeing the three stages here clearly.
好，第一个阶段呢，是别人，是爱主的弟兄姊妹，圣灵，啊，在为我们的灵魂劳苦。
The first stage is, other brothers and sisters, through Holy Spirit, that's laboring for us.
他只要享受就好了。
All we have to do is to enjoy at that moment.
肯接受就好了。
All we have to do is to be willing to receive it.
有的人呢，他会享受，但是他接受的度量很小，只接受一点点，所以长得很慢。
Some people may be able to enjoy it, but they can only receive a little at a time. That's why they grow very slowly.
你知道，在教会侍奉中就发现，传福音人相信主，但是信了主以后还能够继续聚会走路的人不多的，是不是？
We've seen in our church service, when you spread the gospel to people, a lot of people accept our Lord Jesus Christ. But the ones who choose to stay and to live this church life, there's less.
像我们聚会呢，有一段日子，每年大概受浸的人数大概20-30个人。
For our own service, in our own church, maybe we have 20-30 people getting baptized each year.
那我们在这里聚会了20多年，如果乘起来的话，聚会应该多少人呢？
If you multiply the years we've been serving in this church, which is 20 years, how many people we should have?
至少有400人，对不对
？At least 400 people, right?
但是聚会就是那么多，就是120几个人，或者最多的时候大概250个人。
But we still just have 120 people. At most, we have 250.
就告诉我们说，我们母亲的劬劳不够。
And so people are some saying that, oh, the labor from the mother is not enough.
或者说呢，我们有时候弟兄姊妹就问为什么会这样呢？我说呢，因为主耶稣讲了，这个出去撒种的有4种田地，真正结果子的只有1/4，25%。我们用这个来安慰自己啊，是不是？
Some sister, brother, sister may ask, how come we cannot hold on to people? You know, I sometimes tell them, oh, you know, our Lord Jesus Christ said there, when you go out, sow seeds in the field, you know, there are 4 situations, there are 4 types of field. The only 1/4 can bear really, you know, become mature. So, you know, we try to tell that.
Yeah, bear fruits.
Bear fruit.
弟兄姊妹们，你就看见哈，一个人能够走上这条爱的道路，真是神的怜悯。
Brothers,
不是你我比别人好。
You can see that if somebody is willing to walk on this path, to our Lord's love, it's really by our Lord's mercy, by our Lord's grace.
不仅要上路啊。
Not only you need to get on this path.
而且还要一直往前呢。
You have to move forward continuously.
所以第二步路啊，他说主要。主在墙后面，在窗子后面呼召这个人起来与我同去，啊，同去哪里呢？要擒拿小狐狸，然后进入旷野。
Now in the second stage, when the Lord has called from behind the wall, saying, "Oh, get up with me, go with me. Where to go? Is to go to capture the little fox. It's getting the wilderness."
然后从旷野里面学会完全的靠主。
While you're in the wilderness, you're learning to completely trust the Lord.
我在年轻的时候唱一首诗歌啊，叫做信靠耶稣的诗歌。
There was this hymnary called Trusting the Lord.
它的副歌里面就讲到信靠主。我那时候学用英文唱，就学 leaning in the everlasting arms of the Lord。不晓得大家熟不熟这首诗歌。
As I was learning when I was in a young age, I learned in English, which one of the chorus says, leaning against the arms of the Lord.
465 首。
In the hymnary book 465.
Resting, resting, safe and secure from all alarm, resting, resting, resting on the everlasting arms.
If you look at the refrain, it says, resting, resting, safe and secure from all the alarm, resting, resting, resting on the everlasting arms.
这一本诗啊，把它。 他写的是 resting 啊，我以前唱的那个英文版本呢，他用的是 leaning。
The verse I've the version I've seen before was leaning, not resting.
我就提一下，这是告诉我们说，我们生命成长在信心和爱心中啊，学会去依靠主。
This is saying that in our own growth, spiritual growth, we're learning how to trust the Lord in the love and in faith.
学会依靠主是一个人生命成熟的一个标志。
Learning how to trusting the Lord is the sign of the maturity that we have become as a Christian.
这是来到第五节。
Now we're in verse 5. You mean verse 6?
我们刚刚交通第五节，第六节开始哈。
In verse 6, beginning verse
6. 一直到第七节。
Through verse 7.
我早期我读，我也常常这样祷告。我读到这里，我就感谢主，因为主把我，他爱我，就像这两节的话讲的。
When I read that in my early days, I pray like that because I feel that's the Lord's love to me.
但是过去这大概十年中，我在思想雅各书啊，第六、第七节啊，我开始有不同的领会。For
the in the past 10 years, when I read this book again, I had a different understanding for these two verses here.
第一个是，好像主。 要我们，我们对主的爱是这样的爱。This
two verses here is the love that Lord wants us to love Him like this.
我们的主爱我们呢，他是把我们放在他的心上，像印记。When
our Lord loves us, He set us as a seal upon our heart.
他把我们放在他的手臂上，好像一个戳记。As
a seal upon His arm.
而且主对我们的爱像死一样的坚强。For
love is strong as death.
任何地上的 情绪都不能改变死亡的那个事实。There
is no emotion on earth can change the reality of death.
所以呢，他说用这个来描写主对我们的爱。Therefore,
they're using death to describe the love of the
Lord. 我们再怎么失败，我们再怎么软弱，主爱我们就爱到底，爱到永世里面。No
matter how much we fail, how much we fail our Lord loves us until death, until our age.
而且主对我们的 一个极恨，他要保守我们的纯净和贞洁啊！他说像阴间那么的残忍。The
jealousy here is cruel as Sheol.
而且呢，他说他所发的那个电光啊，是火焰的电光。
The flesh thereof of our flesh of fire.
像耶和华的烈怒一样，烈焰。
Flames as jaw.
他说，爱情是重水不能熄灭，大水也不能淹没。
Many waters can now quench love, and neither does the flood drown it.
这是我早期哈对这一段经文的我的经历和我的领会。
To me, this is my experience and my understanding.
但是过去这些日子，就我在讲哈，大概七年到十年中间呢，我在思想，我觉得到了这里哈。乃是我们把主放在我们里面这样的光景。
But you know, for the past 7 or even 10 years, I was still reading this verse. My understanding is that this is our love. We're putting our Lord in this position.
好像主在这里求我们，他等我们情愿再起来的时候，我们成了另外一个爱主的人。
When this is our Lord asking us to do it, as we rest, then we get up again. We have a new love to our Lord.
主在这个跟随他、侍奉他的人身上，得着了更深、更完全，他的儿女们对他的爱。
From this virgin girl who serves the Lord has received a deeper love from other brothers and sisters who serve the Lord.
耶稣在你我心里，像不像？盖了印记一样的。
Is our Lord Jesus Christ like a little seal that's on our heart, on our arm?
我们知道印记哈，是代表主权的。
Seal represents sovereignty.
我们把因为爱主的缘故，我的心盖上了主的印记，我的心是属于主的了。
Because of our love towards our Lord, my heart has now has a seal of our Lord. Now we belong to our Lord.
那么这个手臂啊。是我们工作的力量的一个表征。
The arm is the strength of our work.
我们的手臂上面盖了一个戳记，我们是为着主的。
Our arm has a seal. Therefore, our arm is for our Lord.
然后呢，他说，因为呢，主对我们的爱是那么坚强，所以我现在愿意把我的爱回应给他。
Because the love the Lord has for us is so strong, now I'm going to reply and show my love to our Lord is so strong.
当然，我们能够有这样对主的爱，这个是出于主把我们握住。
Of course, the reason we're having such a deep love for our Lord is because our Lord is holding us.
他说，因为爱情如死一样坚强。
Death, love is like, is so strong as death.
任何的人情。任何的事情不能改变我对主爱的这个事实。
Just like death, nothing on earth can change this fact that I love the Lord.
而且呢，任何的情形压力临到，不能逆转这个人对主的爱。
No pressure, no any adverse event can change the fact that I love the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个进入生命和爱。与主联合的人，主在我们身上，他盼望得着的。
Brothers, sisters, this is what this type of love the Lord wants to receive from the person who's truly united with the Lord.
然后这个爱呢，产生出一个嫉妒。
This love has produced this jealousy.
我们知道人间呢，普通人与人之间有嫉妒，那是不好的。
You know, the jealousy that we have for other people are bad.
但是真正的婚姻的里面，如果没有嫉妒，那这个婚姻可能有问题。
But you know, in a marriage, if there's no jealousy towards your spouse, then the marriage has a problem.
因为一对夫妻呢是彼此属于对方的。
Because for the couple, they belong to each other.
那么他为着要完全的给对方，并且被对方让。也得着对方，他们必须要有这一个嫉妒，这是保守他们的贞洁。
For the purpose of they're going to give themselves to the other and the other person to receive themselves completely, they have to have this jealousy. That's the keep.
说出这个爱的专一。
This talks about the singleness of the love.
Yeah, singleness. 然后还有这个爱的纯净。
And the purity of love.
并且这个爱的完全
the completeness of the love, holiness of the love.
他不能够容忍任何的掺杂，任何的这个邪恶的东西进来，其他的东西进来。
This love cannot endure any evil matters being mixed in.
所以这个嫉妒啊, 像阴间那么残忍。
This jealousy here as cruel as a shell.
秀啊, 这个阴, 呀, 这就是任何的掺杂的东西, 它都被它吞灭了。Any
impurity is going to get swallowed up by this jealousy.
他说这个爱的火焰呢, 它像呢, 像大火的火焰。
The flesh thereof are flesh of fire.
像耶和华的烈焰一样。
It's like the flames of Jah.
我们的神呢, 它是烈火, 它是圣洁的。 这个爱是圣洁的爱。
Our God is this great fire, this holy fire. The love is pure.
所以这个爱的里面呢, 是炙热的。
This fire is just full of hotness.
是众水不能熄灭的爱。
That's why, you know, many water cannot quench this love.
说呢, 是大水也不能淹没的, 洪水也不能淹没的。
Neither do the floods drown it.
这个爱是经得起考验。
This love will stand in time.
姊妹，在教会历史中有很多爱主的人呢, 他们经过这些的考验。
Brothers, sisters, many other brothers, sisters who truly love the Lord have gone through this.
在第二世纪到第四世纪。
In the second through fourth century,
我们知道罗马帝国有十次的大逼迫基督徒，逼迫教会。
We know there is this 10 great persecution against church.
那时候有好多弟兄姊妹，他们为主寻道的时候，充满了荣光，充满了喜乐，充满了勇气。
We know that many brothers and sisters. Before they were martyred, they're full of the glory of the Lord, they're full of love, and full of braveness.
我读过一些的见证，有一些还在乳养孩子的妈妈，啊，这个当时的政权说，你只要在众人面前否认耶稣是主，我们就放你，你立刻恢复你的公民权，立刻恢复你的贵族的身份。 不然我们就把你送到斗兽场被野兽吃掉。I've
read testimonies about that time where the mothers who are still feeding their babies, they're being persecuted. The government promised that if you've given up your Lord, you can be reinstated your citizenship. Otherwise, you'd be thrown into the Colosseum.
这些姊妹们，她们不愿意。Those
sisters did not want to give up.
像使徒保罗说的，他是爱我，为我舍己，我怎么能违背他？
It's like what Paul said. He loves me. He died for me. How can I betray him?
妹，这个是大水不能熄灭的。Brother,
sisters, this type of love cannot be quenched, be flooded, be drowned by flood.
今天仇敌呢，就是要用水来吞灭神的儿女。
Brother, sisters. We as Christians are being flooded by the enemy.
你读启示录第十二章,
if you read the book of Revelation chapter 12,
你知道将来这个大灾难临到，若是我们没有被提啊, 这个龙它就吐出水来要冲灭所有神的儿女。
If we were not raptured, if we're not raptured, the dragon will spit out water and flood all the brothers and sisters.
这在启示录十二章第十六节。
It's in the
十五十六节。
Revelation chapter 12:15-16.
弟兄姊妹，所以今天呢，主在我们身上，他爱的结果是神的儿女们把主，把爱主的心接到我们心里。
So the result of our Lord's love is for us brothers, sisters who believe the Lord to have the love back to our heart.
有人讲啊，这个阿尼西姆啊，后来做了士美拿教会的长老。
We know this Anisim has become the
elder.
Elders,
of Smyrna.
Smyrna, Church of Smyrna.
Yeah, Church of Smyrna. 他最后呢，也是被捕了。他们跟他讲，你老人家了，你都八十几岁了，你只要说放弃信仰，啊，否认耶稣是主，我们就放过你，而且保守你所有的弟兄姊妹都不受害。
So when he was captured, the people who captured him said, well, you're old, you're 80 something, you know, all you have to do is just deny your Lord, deny Jesus as your Lord. Not only you're saved,Your entire church is spared.
你知道他怎么回答吗？
You know what he said?
他说，主为我死，我信主以后，他从来没有一次对不起我。我这么大年纪，我不愿意对不起我的主。
He said, since I have accepted the Lord, not one time the Lord has rejected me. You know, I am in such old age.I don't want to reject my Lord and my end of my life.
Deny my Lord.
Deny my Lord.
最后他们把他绑在木柱上，放柴把他烧死。
He then at the end they tied him up and burned him to death.
弟兄姊妹，这个大水不能淹没他。
Brothers, sisters, this great flood can now drown him.
肉身的患难考验。不能够熄灭它，而且大水的患难来的时候，不会冲灭它，因为这个爱在我们里面，比死还坚强。
The suffering in the flesh and the suffering in the flesh and the flood that's coming at the end cannot drown him because he's full of love.
你知道我们现在生活在一个非常令人振奋，也是非常关键的时刻。
Brothers, sisters, we're living a very exciting but also a very key moment.
Very critical moment.
Critical moment.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道主耶稣回来，他要提那些预备好迎接他回来的儿女。
Brothers, sisters, we know that when our Lord Jesus Christ is coming back, he's going to rapture the ones who are being fully prepared.
如果我们现在肯把我们的爱把主接到我们心里面，这样来爱主。
If we are willing to have our Lord in our heart and love our Lord,
很可能我们就被预备好，就不需要经过三年半的大试炼，那个大灾难，我们就被带到父神和他的宝座跟前。
It's very possible that we can be spared, from this 3.5 years of great tribulation, and we'd be raptured and to be brought to the throne of our Lord, Father God.
但是若是我们没有预备好，我们被留下来，我们真是要预备好，更是要预备我们的心智哈，要这个爱呢，不被大水熄灭，不被洪水淹没。
If we are not being raptured, we even need to be more prepared for that. We want to prepare our will so that it won't be drowned by the flood.
有人讲这个重水哈，是今天从人中间来的这些磨难。
A lot of people say this many water is from the suffering from people.
那么这个大水呢，是从那个大龙来的，从撒旦来的。
This flood is coming from Satan.
弟兄姊妹，感谢主。接下来呢，我们知道磨难不能考倒人呢，财物很可能把人买去了。
Brother, sister, perhaps the suffering cannot bring you down, but you can be bought by money.
他说，若有人拿家中所有的财宝要换爱情，我就全部藐视他。
That's why it says, even if a man give all the substance of his house for love, it will be utterly be contemned.
弟兄姊妹，
今天神的儿女们处在这个环境中啊，试探引诱啊，都想要换我们对主的爱情。
Brothers, sisters, we're in this a tough situation where all the temptations in the world want to trade for the love of the Lord.
对，年轻的时候，如果你申请到一个很有名的大学，但是那里啊，你知道去了以后，你爱主的心会被吃掉。那么另外有一个呢，比较普通的学校，但是那里有好的聚会生活，你愿意选哪一个呢？
Brothers, sisters, if you're in the college application days, if you have applied to a school that you know is prestige, but the church situation is horrible, but there's also a very ordinary school, but you know there's a group of brothers and sisters in that church can help you. Which school do you choose?
对，我们知道今天在美国呢，几乎所有的教育界都教导无神的思想，叫人反对甚至痛恨那些信主的人。
Brothers and sisters, we know this education system nowadays is teaching atheism and is just teaching kids how to hate the Christian.
那么他用地上的镀金的方法吸引我们最好的年轻人去那些学校读书，出来以后都变成那样的思想。
They're using this gold-plated method to attract young people to go to very prestige schools, and when they got out of the school, they have the same thought.
你愿意把对主的爱去换那些东西吗？
Would you like to trade the Lord, the love of the Lord to that?
这是主在我们身上救赎盼望在我们身上得着的。
But Lord, brothers and sisters, we hope that we can have the salvation that's happening to us, our Lord.
我非常喜欢他说就全被藐视。
I love the word when it says it would utterly be contained.
今天若是每一个神的儿女们能够轻看世界的荣华富贵啊，主的爱在我们身上，我们爱主的心才可能真正的被保守。
Brothers and sisters, if we all can pay no attention to wealth on this earth, then we can hold on to this love and faith for our Lord.
你知道，在旧约圣经里面有好多的例子，人因为一点点爱世界的心，就使得整个以色列全体都受亏损。
In Old Testament, there's many examples of maybe some king had this one tiny thought of loving the world that this made the entire kingdom of Israel suffer.
我的姊妹最近在读约书亚记，她读到第七章了，讲到亚干的事情 ，Achan.
My wife is reading the book of Joshua in chapter 7, reading about the story of Achan.
因为我一回到家，她就跟我谈，她说我的心呢 convicted.他说好可怕啊，今天教会所以软弱，因为我们爱了世界的漂亮的衣服、金银这些东西。
When she came home and she said, my heart is convicted. You know, nowadays our church people in our church, our desire is for things and is for gold and jewelry.
世界上的人呢，也会捧爱主基督徒的你的才艺和你的天赋啊，我们的才干，这些东西都很可怕的。
Other people in this world is going to praise Christian's talent. They're going to say, "Oh, you're great. Oh, you're fantastic. Your talent is so good." That's very.
我们得着这些，却失去了爱主的心，有益处吗？
If you have gained the whole world, but you have lost the love to our Lord, is that meaningful?
这是第六、第七节啊。这些年在我心里面，我觉得主盼望、巴不得每一个蒙救赎的儿女都这样爱他。
For this verse 6 and 7, this has been my heart for the past couple of years. I wish all our brothers and sisters loved our Lord like that.
我们一生的果效都是从心里发出来的。
Our life, What is this?
The fruit of our life.
The fruit of our life is being revealed from our heart.
所以呢, 若是我们把主 摆在我们心中如印记, 我们的心就蒙主保守。
If we can keep our Lord as a seal in our heart, we can be blessed by our Lord.
我们一生工作的价值, 如果都盖上主的戳记, 弟兄姊妹, 我们的人生是最有价值的。
If we can put the value of all our works, we can put a seal of our Lord on all the values of our work, then our life is meaningful.
而且主来保守我们对他的爱。
Then our Lord will bless the love and keep the love that we have for him.
弟兄姊妹，我在侍奉中遇见过一些年长的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, I've encountered some elderly brothers and sisters in my own service.
有一个弟兄，我现在印象很深刻。 20年前，他不跟我们一起聚会，但是他有一次他特别来我们，跟我们一起主日聚会擘饼。
This one elderly brother, he does not gather with us regularly, but came to us specially one weekend.
爱宴的时候，他特别跟我坐在一起。他说：“伯弟兄，我要跟你承认一件事情。”
During the love feast, he was sitting next to me. He's telling me something.
他说：“主怜悯我，我现在回来了。”
She said, by the mercy of the Lord, I am back.
在49年之前, 他那时候已经读到初中了,在国内。
In 1949, this guy was in middle school.
他从小,他爸爸妈妈敬畏主, 他也尝过主听祷告,重生得救的经历。
His parents loves the Lord and worship the Lord. He has experienced the Lord listening to his prayer and being saved.
但是后来新中国建立了以后，他发现，如果他背着基督徒的名字，他可能就没有办法上大学。
But as the new country is being established in China, he recognized that as he called himself a Christian, he cannot even go to college.
所以他读高中的时候参加了这个团，然后呢，他就签了约，就否认信仰，跟他爸爸妈妈划清界限。
When he was in high school, he joined the Progress Party, I think it was called, part of the CCP, where he signed a pledge to deny his
belief.共青团呢？他参加了共青团。
I forgot the translation.
那么他就顺利的读了大学，做了医生。
So he, you know, well, after he denied his belief, he was able to get a college and became a doctor.
但是他很痛苦。
But he was in deep sorrow.
他说外面我很舒服，但是我的良心里面，主很痛苦，他也很痛苦。他说我也很痛苦。
He said, well, you know, appearing from the outside, I was very comfortable, but really within, I was in deep sorrow. My conscience is in sorrow. My Lord is in sorrow. Praise the Lord. The Lord has led me to the U.S.
我第一件事就是在聚会中公开的承认我亏欠主，我否认过主，现在主把我带回来。
The first thing I did was to find a church I have... told people that I denied the Lord before and I want to believe the Lord. Now I'm back.
我听了以后啊，我非常受感动。
I was very moved after I heard the story.
我没有资格去轻看我们的弟兄。
I have no right to look down upon this brother.
但是我们弟兄肯在没有环境压力的时候承认他是属主的，而且回头，是谁得胜呢？ 主的爱在他里面得胜。
When there was no outward pressure to pressure him to accept the Lord, he voluntarily accepted the Lord again. You know, who claims victory here is really this the love of the Lord inside himself that claims victory.
所以他后面的20年，他就在他聚会的地方
竭力的侍奉主，竭力的向人做见证。
So for the next 20 years, after he's in the service, in this church, he's doing diligent work in this church, testifying to people, sharing testimony with people.
我盼望弟兄姊妹好好思想，第八章第一节到第七节。
I hope, brothers and sisters, we all can meditate on the word of the Lord. Verse 7.
但愿主的爱在我们身上得胜。
We hope that the love of our Lord can claim victory in us.
我们主的爱放在我们心里面。
And we will keep the love for of our Lord.
或者说呢，我们把爱我们主的心归给我们的神，归给我们的主。
And in other words, we are willing to give the heart that we love the Lord to our Lord.
叫主在我们身上得着他劳苦的功效，叫他心满意足。
So the Lord can receive the results of his labor, and Lord can be satisfied.
我们一同有一些祷告。
Let's have some prayer.
请弟兄姊妹们自由的在主面前，把我们简单的感谢，把我们的心愿，把我们的赞美献给我们的主。
Let's have all the brothers and sisters to pray. Let's give all your wealth to the Lord. Give all the love to the Lord.
谢赞美你。
今天我们走到这个地步，每一步路背后都是你自己爱的工作。我们要把心里面的感谢赞美献给你。主啊，我们承认我们不会爱你，但是我们的心被你的爱感动，我们愿意学习做一个爱你的人。主啊，当你向我们有一点的指示，求你给我们能听的耳，受教的心。当你在我们身上有一点要求，主啊，不叫我们对你刚硬，主啊，让我们在你面前，主啊，因着你爱的服侍，做一个柔软，愿意信靠，愿意舍弃，是为着主。主啊，好叫我们在地上的年日，走在这条爱的途径中。主啊，你既然为我们舍命，人间的爱没有比这更大的。主啊，让我们也学习做一个爱你的人。我们把自己这微小的心愿放在你的手中。主啊，照着你在雅歌书里面对这个追求你的女子的带领，主啊，你也来带领我们每一个属你的儿女。主啊，但愿在你回来的日子以前，许多的人在爱中都被成全，叫主的心得着喜悦和满足。谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
阿门。